Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced the National Athletic Trainers Association's position statement on fluid replacement for physically active. In the second post, we described a study where the authors found that almost 1 in 4 healthy individuals reported bilateral ankle instability. Finally, in the third post, we introduced a position statement from the Australian Knee Society on arthroscopic surgery of the knee, including reference to the presence of osteoarthritis. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the author set out to provide reference data for the Cumberland Ankle Instability Tool, or CAIT, as well as to examine the prevalence and factors related with perceived ankle instability in a large cohort of healthy individuals. The author studied 900 participants from 8 to 101 years of age from the 1000 Norms Project in Sydney, Australia. The 1000 Norms Project is an observational study researching self-reported health and physical function in 1000 healthy individuals aged 3 to 101 years old. Participants were healthy if they did not have any health condition that affected their physical function, and if they were able to answer yes to both of these questions. First, do you consider yourself healthy for your age? And then second, are you able to participate in normal activities with respect to your age? The investigators recorded physical measures, such as height, weight, body mass index, waist circumference, along with sociodemographic information such as sex, age, and ethnicity. Self-reported measures of perceived ankle instability were recorded using the Cumberland Ankle Instability Tool and the youth version of the tool. The maximum possible score on this tool is a 30, and a cutoff of less than or equal to 25 was used to detect perceived ankle instability. Of the 900 participants, the authors had Cumberland Ankle Instability Tool reference data for 884 children and adults. From these 884 healthy individuals, 23% reported bilateral ankle instability, and another 8% reported unilateral ankle instability. A female or participant with younger age, decreased dorsiflexion, or increased waist circumference was more likely to have bilateral perceived ankle instability than their peers. In the study, the authors created reference data for the Cumberland Ankle Instability Tool using a large number of healthy individuals. This reference data could be used as normative values that clinicians and researchers can use when assessing perceived ankle instability. This is important to have when encouraging the use of patient-reported impairments to drive impairment-based rehabilitation and management. The Cumberland Ankle Instability Tool is recommended for categorizing people with or without chronic ankle instability. Hence, in this study, 30% of healthy participants had chronic ankle instability. This should perhaps call into question what is considered healthy. These findings may reveal an overwhelming perception that ankle sprains and their subsequent long-term consequences are innocuous and pose no threat to one's overall well-being and function. However, chronic ankle instability has a negative impact on quality of life, and people with chronic ankle instability report lower ankle function when compared to those without a history of ankle sprain. This study should remind us that overall measures of overall health often are inadequate at capturing joint-specific measures of function or quality of life. Furthermore, clinicians should be aware that many healthy people may report ankle instability, which may indicate that they fail to perceive ankle instability as a big deal. Clinicians treating musculoskeletal pain should assess overall medical history and may benefit from using patient-reported outcomes to assess overall health, as well as more specific measures of joint health based on prior injuries. For example, in this study, the Cumberland Ankle Instability Tool would be ideal for a person with a history of an ankle sprain. This could help steer a holistic and impairment-based treatment approach. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week, our most popular post was a study where the authors reported that hyaluronic acid accelerates tendon-to-bone healing after rotator cuff repair in rabbits. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice EUs, then please check out our 6 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the research article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.